Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Today there are more details about Lashkar-e-Taiba, the Pakistan-based militant group suspected of carrying out the Mumbai terror attacks. Reports were emerging there's a possible link to Pakistan's main spy service, the ISI. New York Times reporter Eric Schmidt has written a front page article in today's paper on those links. Good morning and welcome back, Eric.
Good morning.
So what have you learned?
Well, what we've learned is that while there still is no hard evidence to tie the Pakistani spy agency, the ISI, to the Mumbai attacks directly, there is a long history of cooperation between the spy agency and Lashkar-e-Taiba. This involves funding, it involves training, involves information sharing that dates back almost 20 years.
And essentially has a lot to do with Kashmir, right?
That's right. That's been the focus, of course, of Lashkar-e-Taiba's efforts. Although what we've been learning from talking to experts both inside and outside the government is that Lashkar has been expanding its agenda, if you will, trying to raise its profile, have a more worldwide kind of profile. That's part of the reason we believe that some of the targets here had the stamp of the Western targets, certainly Americans and Brits targeted, as well as Jews in the attacks in Mumbai.
And you really lay out a very convoluted series of relationships and essentially suggest that Lashkar has been tolerated as a sort of backdoor defense for Pakistan. But increasingly, the group's agenda has been at odds with Pakistan. So what will happen now?
Well, we'll see. As you mentioned in your introduction, there have been some arrests apparently this morning at one of the training camps that Lashkar operates in Pakistan. We'll see what happens as a result of those arrests, what happens to the operational commander of Lashkar they have reportedly picked up. But as you say, the ties here between Lashkar and ISI have been long, although the goals of the group have sometimes diverged from some of its other patrons, including Al-Qaeda. Again, this is one of these organizations that has never taken on the mantle of Al-Qaeda as some of the other groups' affiliates, such as in North Africa, but in the past have taken their funding as well. Lashkar has, again, more of a regional focus in Kashmir. Al-Qaeda has a much broader focus, so they haven't always seen eye to eye in terms of their ultimate gain.
And what do you say at this point as Condoleezza Rice, our Secretary of State, returned from visiting India and Pakistan? She said with assurances from the Pakistanis that they would be cracking down on Lashkar. How capable do you think they are of actually doing that?
Well, that's the big question here, is what the Pakistanis will do. They have a history of taking certain steps, whether it be raiding camps or arresting individuals from some of these various groups, which you've identified properly as kind of proxies in their larger struggle against India. The question is, will this be permanent? Will this have some lasting effect? It's certainly what the Americans, both Condoleezza Rice and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mike Mullen, had demanded when they went there. They demanded a quick and thorough investigation into the possible ties with Pakistani groups, and certainly it's what the Indian government is waiting to see.
And what are you going to be waiting to see? As you've been reporting this story, certainly we are more familiar with Al-Qaeda and less so with Lashkar, which has essentially been a more regional group. What were you surprised about?
Well, again, we were very surprised, I think, at the very professional way this campaign was, the terror attacks were carried out. And certainly it reflected a degree of extensive training, almost special operations forces type precision in the way they carried out the attack on the ground. Also, it indicated that there almost certainly the attackers had some local help once they got there, certainly in terms of briefing and preparation before they went. But we're looking for ties on the ground, as investigators are, to any local support they might have. And, of course, if there are any accomplices still on the loose.
Okay, well, we'll be looking for your next reports. Eric Schmidt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Eric Schmidt reports for The New York Times. He has a front page story this morning on Lashkar-e-Taiba.